KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A ward councillor in Umgomazi on the south coast says the community's reeling in shock after a couple was killed in the area. On Friday night, unknown suspects opened fire on the pair while they were travelling in their vehicle near Valley View and Crowder Main Roads. KZN police say the motive for the attack is unknown at this stage, but Ward 99 councillor Jane Naidu says there's speculation that the murders are linked to a construction enterprise. She says the man who was killed was part of the area's water scheme project.
Ngwadini actually happens to be an important area currently in that the dam is part or an extension of the lower Umgomazi water scheme, Umgeni's project. So that's one of the phases that's linked to the Umgeni Dam project, and that is currently in under construction at the moment.
Parliament says its internal investigation into the 2022 fire identified five employees as potential accomplices.
Only three should be further charged. Whilst we were preparing the charges, one of the three persons retired before the charges could be served, and two were disciplined. Of the two were disciplined, one was dismissed, and one was found not guilty.
The National Assembly's advocate, Zureya Adikari, was answering questions at the Joint Standing Committee on Financial Management of Parliament on Friday. Parts of the precinct were burnt 3 years ago, with the repairs costing at least 2 billion rand and expected to be completed by October 2026. Zandile Mafe, the man behind the fire, was charged with arson but found mentally unfit to stand trial in 2023. And further afield, the Nigerian military has blamed violent demonstrators who opened fire at security forces for clashes at a protest in the capital that left 12 people dead. The protest held on Friday in Abuja by the Islamic movement in Nigeria saw supporters of the banned Shia movement gather for Quds Day. It's marked around the world by pro-Palestinian demonstrations. 11 protesters and one soldier were killed. On the weather front back home, you're reminded of a yellow level 2 alert for severe thunderstorms for the northeastern and extreme northwestern parts of KZN. It may result in damaging winds, excessive lightning, hail and heavy downpours, leading to localized flooding. For tomorrow, showers and thundershowers are expected after sunset in most parts of the province. Durban, Newcastle and Pietermaritzburg will reach a high of 27 degrees. Moy River, Kokstad and Margate 26, Richards Bay 30, Ladysmith 28, Ulundi 29 and Underberg 25. Swells reach 2 metres at the Durban beach tomorrow morning with sunrise at 6 minutes past 6. You can follow our WhatsApp channel for the latest local and international news. Just click updates and search for East Coast Radio News Watch. For the News Watch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.